Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
It's 5:38. It has been years in the making. Today, Microsoft previewing their new Xbox One all-in-one system. And they say it'll be the first time you and your TV are going to have a relationship. Jeff Bacalar is a CNET associate editor and host of CNET's The 404, and he joins us now to talk about the Xbox One. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So when you look at what they say it's going to be, how revolutionary is it in your mind?
Well, it's, you know, you got to take this in stride. They're trying something really ambitious with bringing live TV into the console experience. That's something no one's really been able to do before. It's something that's been promised in other consoles before. So until we really understand how, in fact, the Xbox One will work with your cable provider, it's tough to really say how revolutionary it's going to be right out of the gate. What they demoed there in Washington looked pretty fantastic, but there's a lot of skeptics that think it might have been a quicker demo than what might wind up being in reality.
And no word yet on when that reality is going to be.
That's right. They only gave the very vague launch window of later this year. We've been through a bunch of console launches before. I think the safe bet is right in time for the holidays.
Do you think that we're getting closer now to getting rid of the, five or six boxes I have around my TV now?
Well, I hope so, because I have way too many myself. I think it's definitely getting to that point. The problem, though, is that the cable providers don't really like to play nicely when there's a new box in the living room. And, you know, we were getting a little excited. We thought that maybe there would be this announcement of this, you know, set-top box collaboration or partnership. It's not what we saw. Instead, it was this sort of bypassing of the cable box. And that circumvention doesn't always result in the most seamless of experiences. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I don't know if you're going to be getting rid of every box, but maybe you'll be able to get rid of one so that you don't have to pay the extra, you know, $7 or $8 a month. And that'll be a little bit of a discount on your cable bill, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, too, that cable's kind of getting it on all fronts. Not only are they talking about sort of consolidating the boxes, but they're producing programming.
That's right. So they're teaming up with Steven Spielberg, of all people, to produce a Halo series for television, which will be based on the, you know, classic video game franchise. Now, Halo isn't necessarily known for its compelling narrative, but I still think it's something that, you know, content providers really need to, you know, do a double take on and really sort of self-examine themselves where they are in the environment. But definitely a very ambitious move by Microsoft to do that.
I mean, we all know Spielberg knows how to tell a story.
He does. He's done a few of them.
So the narrative might improve.
Yeah.
All right, great. And one more thing. Do you like the voice controls?
I think voice control has a long way to go, but it also has come a very, very far, and it's really evolved to the point where it's at this natural sort of evolution where it can understand not just specific, sort of highlighted words, but it can understand the way we speak and that sort of natural, you know, linguistic, variation that we all have. So that's pretty cool. But again, you gotta, demos are one thing.
We'll see it when we see it.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff Bacalar, CNET associate editor and host of CNET's The 404. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.